Chapter 2. Watch. Watch. To observe. To guard someone as a keeper. To be awake as a sentinel. A division of the night. In her dream, the men were calling for tobacco, as always. Underfed, unwashed, hair crawling, ruined limbs seeping through slings into stump pillows. But all their pleas were for something to fill their pipes. The men reached out to Lib as she swept down the ward. Through the cracked windows drifted the Crimean snow, and a door kept banging, banging.
Mrs. Wright!
Here, Lib croaked.
4:15, you asked to be waked.
This was the room above the Spirit Grocery, in the dead centre of Ireland. So the voice in the crack of the door was Maggie Ryan's. Lib cleared her throat.
Yes?
Once dressed, she took out Notes on Nursing and let it fall open, then put her finger on a random passage, like that fortune-telling game Lib and her sister used to play with the Bible on dull Sundays. Women, she read, were often more exact and careful than the stronger sex, which enabled them to avoid mistakes of inadvertence. But for all the care Lib had taken yesterday, she hadn't managed to uncover the mechanism of the fraud yet, had she? Sister Michael had been there all night. Would she have solved the puzzle? Lib doubted it somehow. The nun had probably sat there with eyes half closed, clacking her beads. Well, Lib refused to be gulled by a child of 11. Today, she'd have to be even more exact and careful, proving herself worthy of the inscription on this book. She reread it now, Miss N's beautiful script. To Mrs. Wright, who has the true nurse calling. How the lady had frightened Lib, and not only at first meeting. Everyone.